Some residents in Haines are pursuing the dream of a railroad that may one day link the community to interior Alaska, Yukon mines, and to a future port facility. As Margaret Friedenauer of Station KHNS reports, the state and other stakeholders aren't dismissing the idea outright.
It's not likely a railroad is going to come to Haines anytime soon. Not unless the state, Canada, and private investors pony up billions of dollars and Haines builds a sizable port facility. That's the result of a recent $90,000 Haines rail study paid for by the State Department of Transportation. The state contracted with Kels Boland of Prolog Canada to conduct the study, and he presented his findings in Haines recently.
Some amazing developments that are going to take place in Yukon and Alaska, and the question is the logistics. Make it necessary when you're further inland for the economics of these projects. And that's what this is all about. It's the logistics of making project resource development projects actually work in the hinterland.
Boland looked at four industrial rail options that would bring a link to a port in Haines. Such a link would primarily be attractive to Canadian mineral companies to bring their product to Tidewater for export. The first takeaway from the study is any rail link project would be expensive. A route between Haines and Carmack's Yukon would cost $3.6 billion. A Haines to Delta Junction rail connection would cost $3.1 billion. The study concluded neither of these options are economically feasible, although Boland pointed out there were some upsides, such as reduced road maintenance costs.
There is public value, public sector value, from the fact that you would be transferring a whole lot of trucks from a highway system to a railway system.
Another option looked at a rail link to the Alberta oil sands. That's an area in eastern Alberta considered the third largest oil reserve in the world. But getting the product to market has been a challenge. The Alberta government has funded a $2 million study linking the Alberta Railroad to the Alaska Railway and then somehow funneling the oil through the Trans-Alaska Pipeline to Valdez. Or it could ship to Haines. But that would require a Valdez-like port in Haines, with oil tankers traversing the Lynn Canal. Despite the price tags, the study touts advantages to developing a rail link to Haines. It could save highway truck hauling traffic, have some environmental benefits, create jobs, and stimulate the economy for Haines and other communities. There are also obvious downsides. For one, mineral markets and mining ventures are speculative. Also, a portion of the Haines Railroad would have to get approval to run through the state Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. But that isn't deterring at least some rail supporters in Haines from pursuing the idea. Dave Barry is on the Haines Port Development Council, a private group formed to advocate for the potential of a Haines Port expansion. He found positive notes in the presentation that highlighted mineral development and exploration in the Yukon.
I think it brings to light the potential for development in this part of Alaska and Yukon. And we've always known that there's been mineral deposits, but there's never been an infrastructure to get it to Tidewater. And this study emphasizes that there are profitable ways to get the minerals to Tidewater, and the Tidewater is Haines.
Barry is also one of four men who immediately after the rail study was presented, formed the Haines and Yukon Railway LLC. The group says it will work to bring all stakeholders together to make a rail link to Haines happen. Mayor Stephanie Scott also attended the recent presentation. She said the prospect of a rail link and new port facility is enticing in some ways, but it's also difficult to think so long range when there are more pressing local projects that need funding. She also wonders how the community would ultimately decide to balance commerce with a sense of place if a rail project ever became a reality.
I know that the people of Haines treasure the beauty of this environment and don't want to have that sense of peace and serenity disrupted. Yet I also know that commerce is one of the mechanisms that keeps a community vital and alive, and we have to have commerce here in order to thrive.
The study is still in draft form, but will be released by the Haines Borough and the state when it's finalized. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.